God, why do you have to put the sauce all the way up there? Are you kidding me? I'm not tall enough for this. Is there an employee I can ask for help? Hello? Where's help when you need it? Oh, fuck. Yep, no, I'm gonna fall. Nope, I'm not gonna try to get that. Oh, hi. Hi, yeah. You're a lifesaver. I've literally been searching for someone for the past 5 minutes. I need that. It's literally the last sauce, and I love that sauce. Can you please get it for me? Yeah, thank you so much. You are way taller than me. Thanks, you're a lifesaver. Thank you. Oh, hey. We're buying the same cereal. Clearly we have the same taste. Yeah, you know, I'm not the biggest cereal person, but this? It's amazing. Red 40 goes crazy. I like it. Yeah, it's some good stuff. I know, yeah, I do. I'm hosting a party next week, inviting a few of my friends and family, and, well, you know how parties are. You need a lot of plates, a lot of forks, a lot of everything. I have over 15 people coming, so it's gonna be a big one. Yeah, you know, I recently moved into my own place. And everyone's been so happy for me. They've all just been visiting. Yeah, it's been fun. Oh, I moved just down the street. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's me. Oh, that's crazy. Wait, so that means we live kind of close to each other. I see. What a coincidence. Well, what brings you here? You're just grocery shopping too? Yeah, your cart is nowhere near as full as mine. I'm easily spending over $200 today. But it's okay, I kind of did it to myself. I've been telling everyone about this party and everyone's just so excited. Hey, you should come. I mean, I know we just met, but you seem really cool. And, you know, you are kind of my neighbor. In a way, we live far away, but still close at the same time. No, I'm serious, you should. That's true, we don't really know each other that well, but we could. Do you have anything to do after this? Yeah, you can come over for some drinks. I'm buying wine. Yeah, you know how it is. Valentine's Day and all of that, and I don't exactly have a boyfriend, so I'm spending it alone. Just buying myself a lot of chocolate and a lot of wine. If someone's not buying it for me, at least I can buy it for myself, right? You too? You don't have a Valentine either. Well, that's a little hard to believe. It's a shame, really, I mean. Who wouldn't want to be your Valentine? I guess I am flirting a little. But we can be each other's Valentines. I mean, clearly we're both single, and we're both spending it alone, and we're buying a lot of snacks to eat by ourselves, so we might as well just eat them together. You know, it sucks. All of my friends are married, and they're all going off on their own now, and then here I am, just spending the weekends with my dog. I love my dog, but, you know, he's not exactly my Valentine, is he? Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you know where I live already. You've seen the house. So, I guess we can just check out, and you can come over. Yeah, I'm being serious. Come on, you help me get the sauce down. You saw that I was struggling, standing on my tiptoes. Okay. Alright then, I will see you there. Sounds good. Bye. Oh hey, you made it. I thought you were gonna bail on me for a second. What's that? A cake? You didn't have to. Consider it a housewarming gift. Okay, I'll take it. It's so cute. Where'd you get it from? I'm gonna have to check that place out. This is the cutest cake ever. Here, let me cut us some slices. Yeah, take a seat. Sorry, I know I'm still kind of moving in, so there's boxes everywhere, but I think the living room's coming together, don't you think? Yeah, I love the neutral colors. That was what I was going for. I'm glad you noticed. Here's your cake. So, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself? Well, if we're going to be each other's Valentines this year, I think we should probably get to know each other a little better, don't you think? What do you do for work? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm studying cosmetology. Almost done. I've always loved makeup and experimenting with it. I actually have a lot of clients of my own. Right now I work from home, but eventually I plan on opening my own salon. That's the dream, isn't it? I look like I'd be a cosmetologist. What makes you say that? I have nice hair. Thank you, it cost a lot. This isn't my natural hair color, I usually dye it. Surprisingly, I have really healthy hair for someone who's dyed their hair for the longest time. Yeah, I used to have a pink hair phase. I'm not exactly proud of it, but we all go through phases, don't we? Yeah, exactly. So I know this might be a little personal, but, you know, how come you're single on Valentine's Day? I mean, when was your last relationship? You don't have to answer if you don't want. I know we just met, but I happen to be a little curious and a little nosy, so if you want to answer, feel free. If you don't, then just ask me whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That was quite some time ago. Yeah, I feel you. Just focused on work. Sometimes I do that a lot. I think that's why I'm single too. Yeah, just doing my thing. I also feel like I can be a little picky, I guess. But then again, that's because I haven't found that person for me yet. Who knows, maybe I'll find them soon. Yeah, I do host a lot of parties. I mean, I was quite a party girl in college. I still am a little bit, but now it's just between a couple of friends and my family. I'm not usually one to invite strangers over, but you seem pretty cool so far. And plus, you live like right down the street. I think that's the least I can do. Surprised I haven't run into you yet. Kind of went around and met everyone around the neighborhood. I know you don't live right here, but still, surprised I didn't run into you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I happen to be really outdoorsy, so I take a lot of runs around in the morning with my dog. I'm sure you'll see us at some point. Speaking of, where is Kenzo? Kenzo! There he is. Yeah, he can be a little shy around new people, but I think he's warming up to you. He's not sitting too far away. Yeah, he was the family dog, but he preferred me the most, so when I moved out, he wanted to live with me. Yeah, my sister's jealous, but she can deal with it. How can I not be the favorite? Look at me. You have to like me so far, right? Do you think I'm great? A little? I'll take it. That's one way to keep me on my toes. Yeah, I live alone. Like I said, just me and my dog. It would be nice to live with someone, but, well, Like I said, all my friends are married and they've moved on and they're living with their husbands or their fiancés. And then there's me, the one out. Yeah, living alone can be peaceful, but it can also be a little lonely. I love Kanzo, but you know, it would be nice to have a human around every now and then. Yeah, you get it. So, anyways, for Valentine's Day, everyone's gonna be out and about getting dinner and everything and doing all the lovey-dovey stuff that they usually do. What do you have going on that day? Nothing? Well, would you wanna come over for dinner? We can get to know each other a little better, and I also happen to make really good steaks and mashed potatoes, so you get a free dinner. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we both have nothing to do that day, and like I said, my friends are booed up, and I'm not. So, it would be nice to have someone with me. Okay. It's done then. Good thing I bought everything I need from the market. I don't have to go for another 2, 3 weeks. Yeah, I did some damage, but it's worth it. Oh, let me try this cake. It is really good. I can get used to this. What's that? You have to go already. But you only just came. Are you bored of me already? I bored you, didn't I? I'm sorry. No? Oh, you have plans? Okay. Yeah, I mean, I thought so. I know this was a very last-minute invitation, but it was nice meeting you. Really nice meeting you, actually. You kind of made my day. Can you give me your number? Maybe I can. Yeah? Okay. What's your number? All right. I will shoot you a text. And we can talk more about that Valentine's Day date, I guess. Okay. Sounds good. I'll see you.